This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly sponsored by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. As a City supporter, we know you value delivery, and McDelivery is up there with the very best. You'll always be winning with McDelivery because just like Kevin De Bruyne, McDelivery puts your order right on a plate. So the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered as well. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for you tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured, you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Unlike Encanto, we are going to talk about Bruno, plus some other City transfer bits and bobs. It's Thursday, the 2nd of May. I'm Amos Murphy.
I'm Adam Booker.
I'm Ollie Kirsch.
And this is the City Report Podcast.
It's here for Gundogan! It is a thrilling start for Manchester City. The fastest ever goal in an FA Cup final. 2023 is the City treble year. Champions of England, FA Cup winners, and now, at last, champions of Europe. Manchester City are kings of Europe. Now they have their triple crown.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Adam. Welcome, Ollie. Happy election day to the UK listeners, or at least local election. Ollie Kirsch, you won't have been out to vote yet because we're recording on the Wednesday, but are you going to be going out to vote?
Probably not. For the first time.
Probably not.
I think for the first time since I turned 18, I don't think I'll be bothering to turn up. Without getting political, because we have enough of that behind the scenes, just feel pretty politically homeless at the moment, to be honest, Amos. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that universal suffrage is something that should be respected, and given that people have quite literally lost their lives to do so, I'm going to sort of exercise that right, even if I don't necessarily believe that there is a person or a thing that you should attach yourself to.
I did pledge to do something when I went to vote, and that was to write in Adam Booker's name onto my ballot instead. So there we go. I'm glad you asked the question.
Well, I was going to takeover begins.
I was going to ask this question actually, Adam. Which City Report podcast contributor do you think would make the best, you know, let's not say prime minister or head of state, but, you know, a local, not even local, a national elected official, an MP, a senator, something like that?
Hmm.
It doesn't have to be sort of ideology.
I'm going to say Luke Bardsley.
Oh my God.
Because he just feels nothing. He just rolls with the punches.
God,
that's like pure populism, isn't it?
He's got no prejudices against anybody. He's just kind of there, you know? He's like the hummingbird on a bird feeder. He's just kind of there.
A sunshine ray.
Oh my God. You'd have to stick your hand through the back of his neck to make him actually say anything at Lecton Bardsley, because he'd just be like,
wow.
Vibes. Wow. The dude is just vibes. And I respect it. Nothing bothers that kid. Nothing shakes him. Now, my instinct did flip to Andrew Detmer, but I think he'd just be a bit of a technocrat, right? He'd follow the numbers and do everything on statistics. So
yeah.
I'm not really sure. Not really sure who.
He'd make the worst.
Who'd be the worst?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
That's a great question. Why is it easy? Go on, Booker.
Well, I think I'd be the worst.
Why is that?
Well, I have my beliefs, and I will absolutely not hear the other side. Well, that's not totally true, but
That'd make a great elected official.
Democracy is your right to vote for your dictator. So, Adam Booker, yes. Welcome to 10 Downing Street.
Wow. Wow, and I think we'll call the political chat there before everyone else switches off. But no, that was fun. Happy local election day to those who are bothering, unlike Mr. Kirsch. But anyway, let's crack on.
Are your local elections like your national elections where you can just decide any time to have one? Or are they on an annual or biannual schedule?
Annual.
You're correct there. They're more akin to the US sort of House of Reps and Senate elections, where they are sort of, they're not necessarily the same schedule and cycle as a general election because they can be called at any time. But that was fun. Football. Adam, it was getting to your favourite time of year. Speaking of arduous processes, the transfer window, which you've made multiple claims on this podcast going right back to when we started, it was just you two, an absolute waste of time speaking about it. So for the first part of today's show, we're going to speak about it. City's rumour mill has started a little bit. We've heard, obviously, Lucas Paqueta has been spoke about pretty much since this time last year. Obviously, gambling charges hanging over his head. But also this week, Bruno Guimaraes has emerged as another target. Maybe starting with Paqueta, then moving on to Bruno. What have you made of those names?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both obviously top quality players, but it's hard to think about it without knowing what City players might be going out the door. Obviously, Bernardo Silva has long been rumored as a potential departure, but we've heard that every summer since, I think, 2020. Does sound like this may be the year he actually finally leaves. If that's the case, I think somebody like Lucas Paqueta would be a fairly solid replacement. I've long been banging the drum that you can't replace Bernardo Silva with one player. You may not even be able to replace him with two players. But, you know, I think if Mateo Kovacic and Mateus Nunes are sticking around, which I very much hope they do, at what point does that part of the pitch get a little bit too bloated? You know, is Kevin De Bruyne leaving for potentially Saudi Arabia in the summer? Does Phil Foden, is it his time to get pushed in centrally? And I think it kind of gives you more questions than answers if you start loading up on players like that. We really probably need a Rodri replacement. You know, we need somebody who...
Replacement?
Well, you know what I mean. Somebody to replace him when he needs replacing.
You came out with the hottest of hot takes of 2024. Yeah,
replace Plodgery, please. you know, he needs a backup. Is that a better word for you? We need a Rodgery backup.
Probably.
Obviously, Calvin Phillips was meant to be that man. That didn't turn out. I don't know how you go about that situation, because it's got to be somebody who can come in and the level doesn't drop all that much, but also somebody who's going to play about 10 games a year. So that's a really difficult situation. I wouldn't want to be Cheeky Bagarstein and the other decision makers. But in regards to Bruno G and Lucas Paqueta, they're both great players. And if City sign them, it will make City better. Do City necessarily need them? I'm not sure. That depends on who goes out the other way.
I do think, in contrast to Adam, I do think we do need to get at least one of them, purely because De Bruyne, obviously, he's getting no younger. We've seen certain frailties with him this season. We've seen him blow hot and cold a little bit at times, injury issues. Bernardo, probably on his way out. Mateus Nunes, he's in and out. That leaves us really short, right? Talking about longer term, that leaves us with Kovacic, Rodri, Mateus Nunes, and Rico, if he's going to be, you know, have that longer term midfield position.
That's interesting, because we've just had one side of the argument, Adam, saying that there could be a case, should City go and get both of them, we're talking about maybe a bloated midfield. You think it's the opposite way? The fact that there could be, obviously, departures depending. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, Calvin Phillips is gone, Bernardo Silva is gone, Rico Lewis. I mean, we spoke about it yesterday with Hugh Murray, saying that Rico doesn't need to be 25, 30, 40 games a season at this point in his career. He's still going to be 20. He's not going to be 20 until November. So you think that maybe City are lighter in that department than others may put forward?
Yeah, I think at minimum we need a Rodri backup, which may end up I don't know. It's probably too soon to say it may end up being Rico, but we've seen it. We know what qualities he's got. And I think we're all, I think we'd all be fairly confident in saying that Rico has similar qualities to Rodri in many senses, just severely underdeveloped compared to Rodri. You know, we know he's solid defensively. We know he's good on the ball. He's calm on the ball. He's composed and he can pick a good pass and keep the flow of the game going as we move up the field. We've seen him do that. I think we do need another defensive midfielder, somebody that can play a few games a season, whether that is Rico or whether it's not. And yes, we need another body in that, in one of those midfield positions, either side or just in front of Rodri. So I'd say one of Guimaraes or Paqueta, and a decision to be made for defensive midfield. Booker's shaking his head, gone.
Yeah, as you're speaking and I'm sitting here thinking about it, I don't think you can sign a Rodri backup. I don't think it makes sense. Because
It has to be two players.
I think it has to be systemic changes. Yeah. The only way I see a Rodri backup in the true Rodri sense, someone that will mirror his role, not his ability, but his role, is if you have a player a la Rico Lewis, Phil Foden, Cole Palmer, whoever, that emerges from the academy that will play 10 to 12 games a year for a couple of years and show signs of not having a major drop off from the first team, because it's not going to be a senior player. You're not buying
Jacob,
someone.
Jacob Wright?
Sure.
Could he be the guy?
Potentially. You know, we've basically haven't seen him at all in the first team, but you're not buying somebody from, you know, lower down in the Premier League or La Liga or wherever for 40 million and saying, well, sit on the bench for 30 games a season. I think it comes from systemic changes like we've seen when Rodri was suspended for three games. We saw a bunch of experiments, and eventually Pep is going to have to land on one of those options, but it's just not going to be a like for like replacement unless you luck out with a kid who can accept not playing, but the level doesn't drop that much.
Yeah.
Systemic changes. Very quickly on this then. The issue with systemic changes is that we end up with a lot of the problems that we have seen this season, either when Haaland's been out, when Rodri's been out, De Bruyne's been out. With systemic changes, you lose momentum and you lose consistency in the system, and that causes its own issues. Maybe we already have that player in Rico for that defensive midfield role. It depends what Pep sees him as long term. But at the risk, and I'll kind of half shut my own conversation down here, because at the risk of going too deep into the realm of what does City squad look like next season, which we're going to have a whole summer of talking about, if Rico is destined for that defensive midfield position, that means we need reinforcements in defence instead. So I'll end it there, because if we start talking about defence, we're straying way too far from the Paqueta and Guimaraes chat, but one to maybe plant the seed for once we hit the end of May.
Here's a thought. John Stones, you just keep him on ice anytime Rodri needs to come out, because he's clearly not somebody who's going to play a full season without getting injured. Just keep him in the cryo chamber or whatever it was that they kept Han Solo in until Rodri needs a backup.
We have seen that. Was it Aston Villa? And look, this was almost Southampton away 22-23 levels of everyone was just dog shit that day. But we did see John Stones playing as an out-and-out six, and it was pretty dismal. I side with the fact that you're not going to get a Rodri replacement, because Rodri is multiple midfielders in one. I've been banging the drum for a while that he's City's most important creative player, regardless of Phil Foden, Kevin De Bruyne, Erling Haaland, whatever you want to say. He's City's attack, and he's almost City's defence in a way. So I do think it is a case of potentially a Rico Lewis next to a Kovacic, a Rico Lewis next to a Guimaraes, Bruno Guimaraes next to a Kovacic, you know, something like that, a combination of two players who can cover his legs and cover his defensive workload, which I think these names on paper make sense. Quickly before we go to the break, because I'm sure there'll be endless transfer chat between now and the start of, well, the end of the transfer window, gone past the start of the season. But Adam, there's been murmurings, nothing concrete, purely speculation really, much like we're doing now, that one of Nunes or Kovacic could be sold this summer. And when I saw that sort of those conversations popping up, my eyes sort of fell out of my head a little bit, because I'm thinking, why? all I've seen all season is people, first with Nunes, saying, you know, what a talent he looks when he gets that chance. Obviously very raw. What is he, 25, going on 26? He's got improvements to be made, but he looks solid. 50-odd million quid. It's a lot of money in our terms, but, you know, in footballing sense, it isn't billions. And Kovacic, literally pretty much everything has been, God, this, what a steal, 30 million. Isn't he a great player? Obviously, he's going on 30, so there's questions there. But that's, surely they're not going out the door this summer.
Yeah, I don't know where this rhetoric has come from, because Kovacic all season has been the man that anytime things aren't going well for City, he's been the break glass in case of emergency player. It's always been, oh, you put Kovacic in there and you know, it gives you that added control and so on and so forth. And then Mateus Nunes is a young player, a player that Pep Guardiola at one point, now we know how Pep can be, said is the best player in world football. I'm not saying Mateus Nunes is the best player in world football, but he's clearly a very talented player. We've seen it in fits and starts, but he's been here, what, not even a full season yet? When will, you know what's funny is anytime a City player, a new City signing is criticized by the media or other rival fans, whatever, City fans will jump down their throats and say, it's the first season, just wait, this happened with Mahrez and blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. But now inside the actual City fan base itself, somebody like Nunes is getting slated because he hasn't hit the ground running. So, you know, figure it out, City fans. Either he needs some time to bed in and develop, and we'll get to that point.
Did you expect more from him? Because this is the question, and look.
I expected more from City fans, Amos. That's who I expected more from.
We obviously nailed our colours to the mast with Calvin Phillips, and I think, fair enough, we got it wrong. We sound like John Henry, don't we, after the European Super League. Like, hey, guys, we got it wrong. But look, Nunes has, I've not got the numbers in front of me, I probably should, but it feels like he's played more. He certainly started more Premier League fixtures anyway. Did you expect more from him? Ollie, you can take this, I guess, because we'll move it along.
More from Nunes?
Yeah.
I don't expect that much from any City player under Pep in their first season, truly. I think I've spoken about this a lot. As you just mentioned as well, we had our stocks in Calvin Phillips, and that was the popular take. You know, very few players truly, truly, truly excel under Pep in their first season. And that excites me for Kovacic next season, by the way, because I think he's been wonderful.
Well, according to some, he should be sold. Like, this is genuine stuff I've seen, like, people talking about.
Yeah, it's insane. And I don't think any player under Pep should be sold after their first season. Any. But, like, blanket rule, none of them. Whether it's Calvin, whether it's Jack, whether it's Nunes, Kovacic,
poor Nolito.
Paul, well, yeah. Okay, maybe a couple of extra.
He was great for that 15 minutes. What do you mean?
He was.
He showed flashes.
He was.
Yeah, so that's just par for the course under Pep. And I like portions of what we've seen from Nunes. As you say, he's raw. But again, we've seen stellar transformations in players that have had a chance to get that time under their belt, working with Pep, working with the squad and bedding in. And I don't see why it would be any different for him. So, shit, stop jumping the gun. Like, just let what's happened over the last six, 7 years lead you. And yeah, there are occasionally instances like Calvin Phillips where even in season, you know, year two, he struggles. But mainly, they all work out. Pep Guardiola with City has had very, very, very few failures in transfers. But if you were only to take his first season of these signings into account, you'd say most of them have been pretty dire. You know what, with the exception of Haaland and Diaz, Stones wasn't great his first season, Edison wasn't great his first season, Haaland, he was great his first season.
So, sell Rodri and Haaland was shit in his first season is the takeaway.
Other than Haaland, Diaz, most of them, you know, Jack, look at the stick Grealish got in his first season, then in his second season, he was an integral part of the treble winners. So, I pretty much now, par for the course, reserve any judgment on signings in their first season, because the second is really where we start to see what the deal is with them.
But Ollie, if our 23-year-old new signings from teams that have never played at this level before don't hit the ground running, how else will we win the mega quad? And without the mega quad,
like Football Manager,
we're not a serious club.
No.
The other thing is, like Football Manager, you sign a £150 million player, you plug them in, and they're the top scorer in the league that season. Like, it just doesn't work like that, especially not with Pep.
You and I must have had different fortunes on that game. Yeah, I totally agree. And for what it's worth, I actually think Rodri, Kevin De Bruyne, Phil Foden, Rico Lewis, Kovacic, Nunes, Guimaraes, and maybe Paqueta is probably fair enough in terms of numbers to fit, what, three, possibly even four. Maybe if you chuck one of them out wide, five positions on the pitch. I think City could potentially find themselves light in midfield, even if they had those sort of players. Before we go to the break, we had a question yesterday on the Coffee Corner episode. We won't go into too much detail, but I thought it was a really good question. And I wanted to get your guys' answers. It was basically, if you had the opportunity to buy any player from world football, irrespective of the price, this summer, but it was the only player City could sign this summer. So, you know, blank check. You can get one player from world football. Who are you picking, Adam?
What a question.
Yeah, it was great. I think it was Layla. Shout out, Layla.
That's really difficult. I'm going back and forth in my head between, like, a logical signing and just simply a fun signing. I think I'm going to say...
Ollie, do you want to jump in whilst Adam has a mid-pod crisis?
My fun option would be Vinicius. I think he's just devastating. The guy is devastating.
Yeah.
Despite the damage that he has done to us, I really like him. I think he's a lot of fun. He'd be fantastic. Although he's pretty he's pretty opposite to Pep's philosophy in football. You know, the dude is all go, he's all fire. Not quite what we're looking for in a winger, but
I have my answer.
My long-term answer, which isn't really a fantasy signing at all, but I think it's just one, you know, I've been watching him for a little while, and it's Archie Gray at Leeds. I think he's going to be a stellar player as well. His versatility. Yeah, you know, he'll start the game at right back, move up into midfield. He'll take a more attacking position later in the game. Wonderful player. Listeners, if you're not familiar, Archie Gray at Leeds, have a look.
Could be about to have another season of championship as well.
Yeah, although I did joke to my Leeds mates after, you know, in the Calvin Phillips aftermath. I said, Archie Gray will look really good on our bench for a couple of years. But no, I do like him, and I think he's the kind of player that would really come on under Pep.
Adam?
I think the absolute funniest thing that could ever happen is if City buy Bukayo Saka.
I wouldn't hate it. Okay. Do you know what? I said
shit housing answer.
I said Declan Rice because I felt like City would have had four in a row wrapped up by now had they got Rice in the summer.
And then the previous Ødegaard
I want to shout out.
Yeah, and then the following season the following transfer window, whichever big City player is being compared to another player, and it's a totally unfair comparison, and those two players shouldn't be in the same conversation, by that player as well.
Stop it.
Yes. You've turned into Ollie's Burton levels here. We'll move things along before...
I should change my Twitter handle to Birding Monthly.
Birding Monthly. Yeah, good shout. We'll call it a day there for part one. Transfer talk for now, done and dusted. Like I said, we'll do plenty more as the year progresses. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The Etihad Stadium really is wonderful at this time of the season, and the same goes for McDelivery. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Welcome back to the City Report podcast, your home for daily Manchester City content. Now, Ollie, I believe you've got a little bit of fun to wrap us up with today. Obviously, we're heading into the week and we're into a title race, which, you know, I'm sure we could probably spend more time speaking about what it means, what City have to do. We know what City have to do. We've repeated it a million times. We don't know if Arsenal are going to win 3 out of 3. They probably will. They might not. City are going to win 4 out of 4. They probably will. They might not. You know, we could go over that and I'm sure we will again. But we'll finish with a game because no midweek fixture for City this week. So we'll, listeners, you can get your competitive dose of Man City action right here. So I'll hand you the floor.
Just say I'm a bit bitter about that intro because what it should have been tonight was the talking points from Manchester City's first leg against Bayern Munich in the Champions League semi-final, but it's not, and here we are playing stupid word
games. I'm bitter about that because last year when I went over to Munich, it was 5 degrees Celsius and it was pissing down the entire day. And yesterday I had a look at the weather and it was 28 degrees C in the Bavarian sunshine. So yes, glorious. Very bitter. Anyway.
Glorious. Yeah, and we're not used to this, are we, late in the season, having a bit of downtime on the pod instead of game reviews and game previews. So, okay, bit of wordplay then. Name a City player. So I will actually start us off. Name a City player. You can use the last letter of either their first name or second name to name another City player, past or present, by the way. And again, you can use first name or second name just to make things a little bit easier. So I will start us off.
And we have to go round Phil. In a circle, basically.
Yeah, so we'll make the order me, then you, Amos, because you're next on my screen, and then Booker yourself. So Amos, I'll start you off with Phil Foden, so you can use either L or N.
Oh, so it's the last letter. Oh.
The last letter, yes.
Okay, because in my head I thought you meant the first letter of the last name. Okay. Nedim Anuha.
So you've got M or A. You can use either.
Michael Johnson.
Oh, baller. Nice. City Academy
Nicholas
products.
Anelka.
Oh, maybe not.
Nicholas Anelka.
Andreas Isaacson. This is fun.
Nolito.
Big up. Didn't think he'd get two shouts on this podcast.
Alexander Zinchenko.
Owen Hargreaves. He's had two mentions on this week's podcast as well.
Sergio Aguero.
Who's he?
Played around where Nolito played. Similar position.
Was he better?
On par.
Oh, I'm running out of O's there.
There has been quite a few O's. Is there a timer? Tick, tick.
I don't know. I'm running out here.
Tick. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Out you go. Out you go. So, pardon, what was it? Oh, God.
He's counting me down. He's not even got one himself.
No, I thought we'd start off a new letter. Oh God, this is difficult.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Adam, do you have one? Because you're gonna have to win the game. You're gonna have to win the game.
Yeah, I've got one to win.
Go on.
Oh, Amos has got to run out of time.
I'll keep Otamendi. Nicholas Otamendi.
Oh, wait,
I thought it had to be the start of the first name.
No, it's either.
Last or first.
Okay. All right, then I won't give away my O. I. Oh, okay. I or S, right?
Oh, I've got one for S.
I've got one for S as well.
Adjudicator, Ollie, you're in charge of timekeeping.
Samuel Adozie.
Oh, shout.
And is it first or last name I can take this from?
Yeah. Just keep it ticking.
Guys will literally just sit around and name random athletes.
Elano.
Back to O.
Those one letter ones.
He doesn't get Elano Bloomer here. There's no Elano Bloomer. This is Elano.
Oh, it's to me? Sorry?
Oscar Bob.
Of course.
Bradley so, Wright Phillips.
Two B's. Shouldn't that have been Ollie now? Or is Ollie out?
Ollie's out.
Oh, right.
Ollie's I'm dusted.
Out. Okay.
I'm out.
Ollie's
deserves to be. Not getting Otamendi. I shouldn't be.
I mean, it's an easy one here.
Well, oh, yeah. Sean Wright Phillips.
Samaras. Georgios Samaras.
No, we're going to die. We'll dial it up now. Only the last name.
Only the last name.
That's how I know how to play this game, because this is a game that my family has played for all of my lifetime. And it was always the last letter of the last. So, an S to me. Stones.
Stephen Ireland.
Amos has got his notepad out.
I genuinely do. This has gone on so much longer than I expected.
De Bruyne.
Okay. I'm going to give a 10-second timer now for every answer.
Okay. Eric Brooke.
Shout. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No,
have
yes!
Amos to win it. Well, you won it, but go on. Have you got one with K?
Kiki Musampa. And what a way.
Kiki Musampa.
What a way to wrap it up. With his brother.
Needles. I know that was Emile Mpenza, wasn't
yeah.
it? Kiki Musampa as well.
With his brother, Chris. Musampa. A gift wrapped
and
treat.
He's killed it. Book a cut.
Anyway, enjoyed that, Ollie. If you remembered, like back from when you were in it, you gave it a good go. But you know, this is one for the OGs, I guess.
As long as I don't feel like I've been cheated, like I did with that quiz. Still against
GG Booker.
GG Murphy. I feel I've got a sour taste in my mouth after this.
Come for the
I
king.
I don't like losing.
This is
listeners. This is what happens when we go out the Champions League in the quarterfinals. This is what we have to resort to on the City Report podcast.
Look, I didn't get to play in the John Stones Paint Trophy, which will be making its return this year. Listeners, you'll be delighted to know after that enthralling content in the last 10 minutes or so. So, look, I had to shine, and shine I did. I'll take it. Guys, thank you. Ollie, thank you.
Thank you.
Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
And until next time, listeners, thank you. We'll see you later.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Make sure you're geared up for Man City's end of season run-in with McDelivery. Great food delivered right to your door. By using McDelivery, you won't miss a moment of City's crucial run-in, and just like Kevin De Bruyne, they deliver your order exactly where you want it. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? At participating restaurants only, 18 and plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.